Hello everyone, welcome to the latest episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 137, Determining Your Calorie Needs, Understanding the Basics. Hi everyone, this is Shelley Rael, registered dietitian, nutritionist, and the host and founder of Real World Nutrition, the host of Real World Nutrition Podcast, obviously, as I am here. And today I want to address a question I have gotten pretty much my entire career when I'm talking about various foods and approaches to eating. People often ask me, well, how many calories do I need? And this can be confusing to a lot of people, because if you've ever paid attention to this, there is a reference amount that is listed on food labels and menus of 2,000 calories. There is information when people have stories on the news or in the media about various calories for many reasons when they use that. And they give a reference amount. Sometimes they say 1600 to 1800. Sometimes they say 1800 to 2200. But these are just very, very broad statements. So when I said reference amount, sometimes people have asked, so I mentioned that it's on the labels, on the nutrition labels, that 2000 calories is a reference amount. And people have said one of two things. One, they think that's how much they need. And two, that why doesn't it say the amount that they need? I tell them, well, 2000 calories being the reference, and I'll go into that a little bit more. There's no way a food label, at least in this day and age, a food label can have the amount of calories you need. Maybe down the road in some future scenario where you pick up a food and somehow it'll be able to sense who you are and all the things about you and adjust the calories on there to be for you. But I don't even know if that's an idea that anybody's throwing around, and it's kind of silly. So why would people want to know their calories? Not everybody needs to, but when people are wanting to manage their weight, and I use managing their weight because sometimes people do want to gain weight, but usually this is referring to when people want to lose weight, they often turn to calorie counting or adopt a fixed number of calories as their weight target, or at least they believe they are. In my experience of working with clients, there's so many things that people don't consider when estimating their calorie needs, and so many times it is way off. So I have people tell me all the time, oh, but I've been focusing on only getting 1200 calories, or I've been focusing on getting 1400 calories, which in a lot of cases, in most of the adult humans that I've ever met, is way too low an amount. So that's the number. So I just have to go into this. This is not a simple, straightforward thing. So I'm going to go into the details of this. The number of calories an individual requires varies significantly based on many factors, and the amount of calories you need can even fluctuate from day to day. So I want to emphasize here, I'm not encouraging calorie counting. I'm not promoting that necessarily. But I do want to help people have a better understanding of their body's needs for just general health. So as I said, this amount varies on many factors. And as I said, it can fluctuate day to day. So when I heard things, when I say relying solely on sex as a determinant of calorie needs is sorely misguided. So again, going back to what I said earlier, and people in news stories, for example, will say, well, in general, women need this much. In general, men need this much. really is ignoring so much, so much. And that oversimplifies the issues. And it fails to acknowledge or recognize diversity among individuals, even within our gender categories. So over my years of teaching nutrition, I have emphasized that any mention of that 2,000 calorie reference amount is the example in the context of discussing calories and macronutrients and weight. And again, this is not a universal recommendation, even though some people think of it as that. And it's kind of cool when I do help people with their calorie estimation, and it does come out to about 2,000 calories, because I can tell them, boy, this label was made for you, when, of course, it isn't necessarily. The other thing, too, is it's erroneous to assume that individuals in their 20s and those in their 50s have the same number of calories. That's even in the same person. My calorie needs in my 20s are very different than what they are today. And that's reality of our body changes, but it's not as significant as many people think. So when I say, yes, our metabolism does slow down as we age, so we do need fewer calories, there's two things. One, don't shoot the messenger. It's not my fault. I'm just telling you that's the fact. But it's not my fault that happens. And it isn't as significant as people like to think it is. People think there's various milestones in our life in which our metabolism suddenly plummets. And that's not how it works for the most part. So here's the thing, is if you're an adult, going back when I was saying there's some people who are following a 1,200 or 1,400 calorie diet, I can assure you, you very likely need more than that 1,200 calories a day. So there are people who will fall on the both end of the spectrum when it comes to meeting their calorie needs. Some consume far too few calories. Well, what most people hear about is those who consume excessively. But too few calories is not beneficial. So let me first here, I've talked quite a bit already, but talk about those various factors that help us determine our calorie needs. In truth, it requires five key factors here. Your height, your weight, your age, your biological sex, and your physical activity level. And each of these factors is considered when estimating somebody's daily calorie needs accurately, or as accurately as we possibly can without having the benefit of a direct measurement. There are ways that it can be directly measured. But again, that may vary on a day-to-day basis. All right, so first things first. This one can be measured pretty accurately, although I've seen people mess this one up, height. So height does affect your calorie requirements. In reality, taller individuals generally have more body mass. They need more to sustain it, so they need slightly more calories. Weight, this is the one most people are well aware of. The more an individual weighs, the more calories they need to support that body mass. And whether it's fat mass or fat-free mass, they still need the calories to support it. Age. I mentioned this briefly already, but here's the deal. Age influences our calorie needs, but as I said, the impact isn't as dramatic as often assumed. It's a gradual decline in calorie requirements with age. And in most of the equations we use, it's about 5 calories per year. So there's a factor where we take your age times 5 and then plug that into the equation. Biological sex. Now, this is a significant determinant, with biological females requiring fewer calories than biological males, due to differences in body composition and physiology. And here's another key thing. There's additional factors of calorie needs that we use in the equation during pregnancy, during breastfeeding, and even more specifically, which stage of pregnancy and which stage of breastfeeding. I'm not going to go into those details now, but that is something we take into consideration. So height, weight, age, and sex allows for an estimation of your basal metabolic rate. And that's the number of calories you need for basic body functions. So when I say the most basic body functions, that is referring to your heart beating, your hair growing, your breathing, just all the things that happen automatically without you even thinking about it. That amount of calories you need if you were sick and laying in bed all day long. You still have a minimum amount of calories, and we take that height, weight, age, and your sex into consideration. And when I've estimated the calorie needs for somebody who needs a tube feeding, so this is when people are in a medical condition where they can't eat on their own, for various reasons, that's not important here. I mean, activity factor is minimal, and that's really, we do all kinds of calculations to do that accurately, but really, those height, weight, age, and sex is the biggest things there. All right, so let's get to the fifth factor is physical activity. So those first four, height, weight, age, and biological sex, pretty straightforward, right? I can ask you, boom, boom, boom. We can measure it pretty straightforward. Physical activity, boy, this one is the tough one. So, of course, we need more calories to support physical activity. So there's a factor there that we do. And we have to consider the types of exercise, the duration of exercise, the frequency of exercise. And boy, I tell you what, I know many, many people overestimate this. So in teaching my sports nutrition class over the years, I've had students who tell me they're very, very, very highly, highly active, which may seem true. And I'm not saying that they're not active individuals, but then when they're carrying 15 credit hours, it's pretty much impossible for them to be as active as that factor would be. So there's various factors. I'm not going to go into the details of what those are. But there's the sedentary individuals, and then there's lightly active and moderately active and very active and highly active, and then people who exercise for a living. So I just want to mention that when we calculate these things, I tell people, I believe that you are exercising, but let's be conservative. I mean, I do know people who teach fitness classes 6 days a week, and they're teaching multiple fitness classes during those days, as well as having other jobs. Yes, they are very active individuals, but that's where I said you're doing exercise for a living. So someone who spends 2 hours at the gym, and this is another important thing, I'm at the gym for 2 hours doesn't mean I am exercising for 2 hours. It could, but if you've ever hung out at the gym or worked out at the gym for any length of time, you see a lot of people are sitting around resting between sets. But then if I have somebody who's a cyclist or a runner, they're very likely active for that continuous time. So again, I'm not saying there's nothing, you know, there is a difference between strength training and cardiovascular, but that's not the detail as much as the time that's being done. So there's variations in activity. And here's the other key. Many people aren't doing that every day. So your calorie needs would vary day to day. So the person I know who exercises 6 days a week and rests on Sunday, well, their calorie needs are a little bit lower on that Sunday. But that doesn't mean that they have to start counting again. Really, overall, this estimation estimates your average needs. And not to get nitpicky on a day-to-day basis, if somebody needs, on average, 2,100 calories, That's okay if they have 2,300 one day and 1,700 another and 2,000 a different day. It's going to happen that way. So there's several equations that exist. These are not simple, straightforward equations for most people. I've done this for a living, but while with the with apps and all kinds of online tools, it's nice to just be able to plug this information in. Years and years ago, I just created an Excel spreadsheet where I can plug the information in. There's a couple of equations that we often use for this. Many people historically have used what is called the Harris-Benedict equation and was found to be less accurate than the one that is called the Mifflin-St-Giour equation. It tends to be a little bit more accurate, but we have to take into consideration various needs, even within those two equations. There's pros and cons of each one, depending on the individual we're working with. But I want to emphasize this, talking about the calorie needs. You're talking about the average of the basal metabolic rate for somebody. And how a lot of times the brainwash that people have of, I should only have 1,300 or 1,200 calories a day, or I should only have 1,500 calories a day, is off. So let me talk about person A, a 37-year-old woman, 135 pounds, 5'7". And I'm just making these numbers up. So a 37-year-old woman who's 135 pounds and 5'7". Or 67 inches. Plugging in her information into the Mifflin-St-Giour equation, she requires approximately 1,330 calories a day just for basic body functions, excluding any physical activity she may do. So on top of that, she needs more calories to support her physical activity to fuel her day. So if this person is focusing on just getting 1,200 calories, she's not even providing her body with enough fuel to function at its most basic level. Here's a different example. Person B is a 43-year-old male, 187 pounds, and 5'11", or 71 inches. And he needs around 1,765 calories a day to meet his most basic body functions without factoring in activity. So again, he needs nearly 1,800 calories for his basic body needs. And when people say, oh, you know, I'm only eating 1,800 calories. Well, if he's doing physical activity, he's not, you know, that 1,800 calories is just barely going to meet his basic needs. So here's the deal. Understanding your calorie needs, I'm not saying you have to calculate it, but understand your calorie needs is helpful for weight management. So calorie counting isn't always necessary, but it helps give you a reference point of how many calories you need and what are your goals. So when I have students calculate their needs, or when I've calculated their needs for clients, a lot of times people are really surprised at how much it is. And I remind them, this is just what your body needs to exist. So let go of that diet mentality of I need to focus on 1,200 calories. So again, calorie counting is not necessary. I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying, you know, have in mind that you are fueling your body. And if you do struggle with weight maintenance, you want to make sure you are meeting your calorie requirements and considering your activity level. It's like going on a road trip without enough fuel in the car, without enough charge in the car. Meeting your body's needs is crucial for reaching your destination. So I'm going to have a couple of things here. One, in the show notes, I have a link to the Mifflin-St-Giour equation if you're curious. Okay, and if you're already using an app, yeah, compare what it, if you're using an app, compare what it's told you that you need. But really, if you really want to be meeting those minimum needs and not going under if you're wanting a weight loss goal. The other thing is that if you want to fuel your body and you're having a hard time with finding enough fuel for your body while supporting your weight goals, that is something I can help you with. So again, I've mentioned this in past episodes. I say it not every time, but often. I invite you to schedule a free 30-minute introductory call so we can address that, so I can help you with your fueling, getting you enough calories to support your goals, and how to do it without feeling deprived while still having the foods your body loves. All right, everyone, that is it for the latest episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. Again, I invite you to schedule a free introductory call with me so we can talk about how you can reach your goals. And you have a great week ahead. Take care and bye for now.